Well, you know, my daddy used to say,
Your host,
Reverend
Bill
M.,
brings us
the devil's
mischief.
Carnal
comedy
clips.
Netherworld
novelty of
numbers.
Brought to you by
RadioFreeSatan.com.
Episode
number
687.
Welcome to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan. I am your host, Bill M., and as I record this episode, it is Father's Day 2024. This is not the first time I explored that theme in a Devil's Mischief episode. I searched the archives and it turns out I did a Father's Day episode, or a Father's episode, I think it was, back in 2009 or so. But you see, what drew me to do this episode this week is that about a month ago, my own father passed away. He was a great father to me, still married to my mother when he died. And throughout my life, I have to say we had a great father and son relationship. Among many other things, he was a humorous fellow. He had his comedy that he enjoyed. So in this episode, what I decided to do is play a couple of his favorites mixed in with a lot of comedy and novelty on the topic of being a father. Let's start with this clip from Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt is in fact a father today, but here's a clip he did some time ago on his musings before becoming a father.
If I ever have a kid, I'm going to be a fucking amazing father. I will rule as a father, and here's why. Because I'm going to be the most boring, hateful father on the planet. I'm going to do what fathers should do. Parents should do. When I grew up in Virginia, all my friends either had these boring, square, like government employee parents, like my parents, who I at the time hated, or they had these bullshit hippie parents. They squirted out a couple of, like, they're like at a fucking music festival going, oh, there's a kid on our blanket. Hey, man, what the fuck happened? And then moved to the suburbs and settled down and then raised our kids. And all my friends had fucking hippie parents. And it drove me crazy because their parents, like, let them get high. Their parents would get high with them and take them to concerts and let them watch X-rated movies on HBO. And my parents are like, it's 9 o'clock, slugger. You got soccer practice tomorrow. Like, fuck you, Dad. I could not wait to get the fuck away and move to California and travel the world. And indeed I did, out of hatred for my parents. All my friends who had hippie parents, you know what they did when they got out of high school? Got married, had kids, settled down, moved to the suburbs. And ruined everything. Put stickers on albums, took toys off the market because some dumbass kid choked on a plastic missile. Because secretly, they hated their parents. They hated them. Because their parents were fun, but they were also kind of scary. They're like, hey, I signed us up for belly dancing lessons, and I had to sell your beds because I forgot to pay the fucking rent, man. I don't know what's going on. Oh, man, it's so fucking heavy. So, to rebel against their parents, they fucking ruined everything. So here's my advice. If you ever have kids, do your duty for the future and be boring, square, asshole parents. Fucking all this coolness right now that you're involved in, hide it. Don't let their kids know about it. Don't let your kids know about it. He took like 8 hits of ecstasy and fucking punched out a cop and, you know, blew someone from the Dandy Warhols. Don't tell him any of that shit. All right? When I have kids, the most recent CD that I will own, Phil Collins' No Jacket Required. That'll be the most recent CD I own. Oh, my God. And I'll rave about it. Oh, this is, you like rock and roll? This is rocking good stuff, kid. Fuck you, Dad! And I will smile quietly to myself because I've saved the future by having a cool kid who hates me. That's your duty. Never forget it. Hi, this is Patton Oswalt, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan.
Hey, don't forget, no matter what, don't touch anything on this prop truck, okay?
Like I'm really gonna.
I have a 9-year-old son, Jacob. He lives with my ex and got me in big trouble with her. Trouble at school, trouble at my house. Trouble at school because I tell my son dirty jokes because I'm an irresponsible father. And You know, I think that kind of shit's funny, and I'm not going to be around forever, and I figured it'll be something he'll always remember. And he's in school one day, and his teacher goes, "Hey, Jacob, your dad's a comedian. Why don't you tell the class a joke?" So he gets up and tells a joke with a punchline like, "A rat with a dick like that." And it's, I get called by the school. I got to go down to the principal's office and meet my ex-wife in there. And then, you know, it's Jacob's got to repeat the joke in front of the three of us. And believe it or not, I was the only one laughing. Then he's visiting me, and my wife comes over and says, "You got to go talk to your kid. He's playing with himself in front of other children." And I'm like, "What?" She said, "Bob, he's got his dick out. Do something." Do something? Like what? Come on, kid, stay in line. Everyone's going to get a turn. So she said, "Be careful how you talk to him about it. You don't want to fuck him up in the head." Yeah, like you're not fucked up in the head already, jerking off in front of the neighbors. But he's not jerking off. He doesn't know what that is. But he is playing with his dick. But not with his hand. He's got this toy robot claw thing. You know that thing you squeeze with the hand on the end that goes... Psh, 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 and his dick's in there. And he's like... With three kids looking at him like he's David Copperfield making the Statue of Liberty disappear. And I'm thinking, geez, how did he find that? That was under my mattress. Got me in trouble with my ex because he was on the road with me and I let him watch From Dusk Till Dawn one night because Jacob likes vampire movies and I like Salma Hayek. And I figured, hey, this is a win-win situation. I mean, it's rated R, and his mom's never going to let him watch it, so here's my chance to show him that I love him more than she does. Well, my son got enamored by Cheech in this movie and practically memorized that whole little rant from outside of the Twisted Titty Bar, and I'm driving him back to his mom's house, and he's in the back seat going, "We got red pussy, we got white pussy, we got loose pussy, we got tight pussy." He doesn't even know what pussy is. He just thinks it's funny, and so do I. I'm laughing my ass off. Are you kidding? You hear a 9-year-old say, "We got loose pussy," and your knees buckle. And he's not stopping, and he's going, "We got donkey pussy. We got stinky pussy." Yeah, stinky pussy. I think that's when I lost control of the car. And on the side of the road, and I said, "Jacob, I'm begging you. Ixnay on the stinky ussy pay when you get home. Because if you say that in front of your mom, I'm going to get a letter that's going to be real expensive to read." I drop him off. 15 minutes later, here comes the phone call. "Stinky pussy!" "Yeah. Sorry, she doesn't live here anymore." Wish I could have had that kind of response in the courtroom.
Hi, this is Robert Schimmel, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan.
Are you ready for the regatta, Ted?
Yeah, sure, I'm ready. The new sloops of beauty. I can't lose.
If you screw it up this year, you and I are out.
Hi, Daddy. Hey, Grandpa. How are you?
Good. If you screw it up this year, Ted, that decaying old man, your grandfather, takes everything away. Do you understand, Ted? If you don't come home with that trophy, we lose it all.
No more pools. No more Ferrari.
And do you know what happens then, Ted?
Don't say it, Dad.
That's right, Ted. You'll have to go to...
No!
Work!
No, Dad, don't Work! Say it! Don't say that word! Please, I'll win! Just don't say that word!
I look just like my dad. That scares me to death. I'm afraid I'm going to wake up one day and start acting like my dad, you know? I mean, I love him, but he is a goober, man. All dads are goobers. They are. You become a goober. I don't know why. Life just breaks you, man. One day you just go, screw it. I don't care what people think of me anymore. I'm gonna wait for the paper boy in my underwear. I'm gonna go to the mall in a Bermuda jumpsuit. I'm gonna walk around the house in a robe that won't quite close. Who wants sausage with breakfast? I'm fixing sausage. Dad, put some shorts on, you're a goober. You guys ever find yourselves sitting around the house like that? That goober moment is almost upon you. When that sock starts dangling and you don't care, you got some serious fucking questions you better start asking. You're about to start worrying about your lawn. I wonder how the lawn is. Let me just go out and stand naked in my lawn and survey my goober domain. Dad, what the fuck is in your ear? Something very vital is in my dad's ear. He's, oh, something's in there. Could be my college money. I never got along with my dad, man. When I was a kid, other kids would come up to me, my dad can beat up your dad. I'd go, when? He cuts the lawn on Saturdays. Nail him out there when he's got those Bermuda shorts, red tennis shoes, and sock garters on. Go pop him in the head with a rake. I got an older brother who's a genius, certifiable genius. As though an older brother enough is not enough to cause you havoc, right? A genius on top of it. Boy, that sucked. When I was younger, we used to fight, you know, and I'd go, I don't have to do anything if I don't want to. He'd go, yeah, you do. You got to take up space. Oh, yeah. Even then, I was king of the comebacks, bro. Oh, boy. Remember summer vacations with your folks? Did anybody get the concept behind that? We did not get along together in a 5-bedroom house. Dad's idea was to put all of us in a car and drive through the desert in the hottest time of the year. Good call, Dad. Let's confront our tensions. Remember that? Stressful. They weren't fun. You weren't vacating. It wasn't leisure. We're going to get up at 2 a.m., I won't be on the road by 2:05. We don't have time to stop at restrooms. We're passing Dixie cups around the car. We're gonna drive for 14-hour stretches in no direction whatsoever. The sun will always be shining through your window, Bill. Figure that out. I have seen the sun take turns with our car before to beam through my window. I'm in the back seat like an ant under a magnifying glass. Dad, turn the air conditioning on, please. Nope, it eats up gas. Then, Dad, you take my college money and you turn that goddamn AC on, buddy. I'm not gonna be a sunstroke mongoloid so you can save 2 cents a fucking mile. Hush. Heavens, have a plum. I don't want a plum. I want to be freeze-dried and mailed home. I'm not having fun on our vacation. Being in the car with my mom for 14 hours, man. She's just talking, huh? It's talking. I just want to go, Mom. I've been listening to you for about 10 hours now, and I got a really serious question I want to ask you. Do you know anyone who doesn't have a fucking tumor? Everyone.
Got a tumor. You know that tumor started to swell like a melon and
Who has swelling tumors? Don't talk about them. I'm trying to eat a fucking plum back here, Mom.
plum tumor. Do you get the similarity at all?
Bill M. here with The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan. In that last block, you heard Patton Oswalt, Robert Schimmel, and Bill Hicks. Also some samples from the movie One Crazy Summer with Bobcat Goldthwait and Demi Moore. That's a crazy comedy from the 80s that I like and was one of my dad's favorites. Speaking of the 1980s, when you're done listening to The Devil's Mischief, maybe have a listen to The Metro. It's another show on Radio Free Satan, but on The Metro, Reverend Jeff Ivins takes you back to that glorious decade of decadence, the 1980s, with a new selection every week of 80s new wave, post-punk, and other selected tunes. It's the Reverend Jeff's weekly indulgence for him, but you know, you can partake in that indulgence too. Listen to The Metro on Radio Free Satan. And speaking of Reverend Jeff's on Radio Free Satan, Reverend Jeff Bowling hosts Infernal Legion, a talk show of Satanists from the military, another show brought to you through RadioFreeSatan.com. Let's get back to The Devil's Mischief. I am recording this on Father's Day in an episode in memory of my dad. Louis Anderson was a comedian who had a number of routines about his own father, and I'm going to play you one of those. But hey, let's listen to some religion-bashing humor first. This next comedian was one of my father's favorites. You know, my parents would actually go out and see him perform at the comedy clubs when he was in town. Here is Richard Jenny.
How many people believe in God in the crowd? A lot of people believe in God. Yes! All right. How many people in the audience are Catholic? Applaud if you are. Oh, quite a few, okay. And how many are sure to go to church every Sunday? A small gap. Okay, so let me see if I got you here. You believe that somewhere up in the sky there's an old man in a beard who sits behind a gate and is surrounded by little angels who play musical instruments. And their archenemy is a red man with horns and a pitchfork. But the part you can't believe is you have to get up early on a weekend. What kind of crazy stuff is that? Well, I don't blame you. My mom used to take me to Catholic church. Every weekend, my mom took me to Catholic church, and I think I speak for everyone here when I say, huh. Oh, that ain't no rock and roll show there, boy. That's why every week, auto racing attendance is going up, and Catholic church attendance is going down. Plus, auto racing has better commercials. You turn on the radio, Sunday, Sunday. The church should use them, maybe to get the crowd back. You turned on your radio and heard,
attention church fans, this Sunday at 12 o'clock mass, see Big Daddy Monsignor Murphy take on the devil himself. The priest from the east versus the thunder from down under. It's all about 12 o'clock mass, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And they'd be going, sounds fucking great, man. Get the car. We'll go Saturday night. We'll tailgate. Party.
You know, but... Well, they got to do something to liven it up. As it is, MASS is actually short for massive head trauma. Sustained from your mother whacking you in the side of your head every 5 minutes because you keep thinking up goofy things to do because you're bored to death. Every week, man, I'd be sitting in that little church pew with my mom and she'd just keep hitting me. And you're bored and the priest uses a word like Hosanna. You can't help it. You're nine. Automatically, oh, Hosanna. And your mother hits you. Stop doing that. All right, quit hitting me. Sit straight and you shut up. Don't embarrass me in here. Start acting like a Christian. I'm going to beat the crap out of you. You sit straight. All right, quit hitting me. The main problem is up in the front is a guy called a priest. His main job is to stand in one spot. No expression, no emotion. And say the word Lord upwards of 8 million times in an hour. No moving around, just standing in one spot. And he always has a very weird voice. Trust me, this is true. Every priest has a very clipped, just caught my privates in a car door, kind of Kermit the Priest sound to the delivery, like this. Lord! Oh, Lord God! Oh, God, Lord! Oh, Lord! As I must do each week, let me repeat things over and over again, so as to fill up a butt-ass boring hour. Lord, you are holy, 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 holy. Well, you are one holy guy there, Lord. And God named the animals. And the cow he called cow. And the dog he called dog. And the priest he called boring. All right. Why do you have to keep hitting me? You sit straight and shut up. You do not embarrass me in here. We are in God's house right now. God is in here with us.
Yeah, yeah, God's in here. Okay. What do you do, lose a bet?
All right. Well, give me a break, Mom. Look at this place. Why would God be in here? If I was God, I'd be in front of the church by now on a cell phone smoking a cigarette. You'd walk out of the church and there'd be God with a telephone and a smoke. You'd say, God, what are you doing here? I couldn't take one more minute of that stuff. I didn't know what eternity was till I walked on that joint. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing outside the church? I'm just checking my messages. Hi, it's God. Anybody call?
Yes, quite a few today, God. Let's see. A million people called from casinos to say they really need a seven. Alrighty then. 4 million people called from bathroom floors to say, make it stop and I'll never drink again. Okay. Oh, and are you having a party? Because a billion people called and said, yes, God, I'm coming. What do they mean by that?
That's probably nothing. I gotta change my number. Something, but this guy is still going on. Lord, let me drag this out as long as I can. Let us read from the Epistle of an Apostle. Romans 7, Leviticus 3, 25 or 6 to 4. Chicago 1, St. Louis 0. Bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. It's a long fly ball. Jesus Christ was sent by God himself. And I'm sitting there going, why is this taking... All right, quit hitting me. Where do they get this guy from anyway, Mom? I kept thinking, this church is in the middle of Brooklyn, New York. Why can't they get one of these local Goodfellas, sharkskin, Joe Pesci type of guys? Let him conduct the sermon, and we'd be out of there in 5 minutes. If a guy just came bounding up to the altar, hey, everybody, all right, sit down, shut up. I'm the Reverend Vinny Cipicellis. I'm double parked out there. I ain't got a lot of time. Okay, here's everything you got to know if you want to be a Catholic and get into heaven. A long time ago, a broad you never met, talked to a snake, bit a piece of fruit, so you're all born evil, no good scumbags. Hey, that part goes without saying. Okay, now, skip ahead, skip ahead, skip ahead. All right, the world's getting very evil. God sends down his son. There's a pregnant virgin in a barn. Three wise guys come from the east. That's Christmas. Get a tree. Skip, 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 skip ahead. All right, now this guy Jesus, he's getting big. His friend rats him out. The Romans whack him. That's Easter. Get a bonnet. So, pretty much that's it. You got the priests, you got the saints, you got the cardinals. Right now the saints are playing the cardinals. I got a big bet on a game. I can't be here. God bless you. See you next week. There. Done.
Well, thank you very much. It feels good to be back here at the Club Tokyo. Hi, how you doing? Where are you from? What do you do for a living?
9 o'clock? Shit! 9 o'clock! God damn it! Ah!
I'm Bobcat Goldthwait, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan.
How many dads here tonight? A lot of dads? Applaud if you're a dad. Yeah. My dad was the kind of guy who didn't like people. We'd be in the family car driving down the street, and my dad would spot somebody walking down the street that was a little different. Oh, he'd slow that car down. Look at that. We're crying out loud. Get my rifle. Or he'd say things that made no sense to us. We were kids in the back seat. You know, if I was the last person on earth, some moron would turn left in front of me. What? And whenever he'd say that too, if I was the last person on earth, you'd always turn to your brother and go, wish he was, don't you? And my dad, I heard that. The kids want to walk home from here? Well, yeah, we're in the garage. Don't get smart with me. That was my favorite. Don't get smart with me. Weren't you always tempted to go, huh? How's this, Dad? Am I acting stupid enough for you? And then they would threaten you. I'll drive you 20 miles and drop you off. Don't forget, that's how far I had to walk to school every damn day. And my brother would chime in, and you didn't have any shoes either, did you, Dad? That's right, when I was a kid, they didn't have children. What are we gonna say to our kid? I didn't get cable till I was 12. Because I don't want to give you the wrong impression of my dad. You know, he never hit us. Carried a gun. Well, he never shot us. He just... Very effective, I'll tell you.
Hey, it's Louie Anderson. You're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan.
And indeed you are. Visit the official website for the show, devilsmischief.com. You can also email me, bill@devilsmischief.com is the email address. And as I record this, it is Father's Day 2024 here in the United States. And this episode is dedicated to my father who recently passed away. Comedian Richard Lewis passed away even earlier this year, and my father was a fan of him as well. There was one particular scene that my dad always loved for some reason. It's from the movie The Wrong Guys, which starred Richard Lewis, Louis Anderson, Richard Belzer, and a bunch of other stand-ups. So I'm going to play that, where Richard Lewis is trying to decide whether or not to pack a sweater for a trip. But I'm going to play that right after this bit from Paul F. Tompkins about new fathers.
Folks, I'm at an age now where I know a lot of new dads, a lot of guys becoming fathers for the first time, and I'm very happy for them. I love kids, and I love my friends, and I'm very happy that they are now united. Kids and friends. I've been dreaming of this day. No, I'm really happy for him, but there is this phenomenon that if you don't have kids, and you know a lot of people who do have kids, it's this new dad speech that all new dads have, because it's like, you know this guy as your dumb friend, right? And now he's somebody's father. And that has dawned on him for the first time too, right? So there's this moment where, with my new dad friends, where they want to pull me aside and get all philosophical on me for a bit, because it turns out having a child has changed their life. What? You're telling me being responsible for this new life, it somehow made your life different? I just thought it would be the same, except with a baby. I wouldn't know because I don't have kids. How could I ever figure it out? I'm too dumb. You really gotta have kids to understand it's a big deal. So this is like, every new dad has the same speech where they might as well, it's like they give it to you at the hospital with your baby, right? Like, all right, here's your child. And, be sure to bore everyone you know with this. Because they'll want to hear it. And congratulations, you're the first person in the world to ever have a child. Be sure to watch for yourself in the news later. So I've heard the same speech so many times. The new dad speech. And it goes like this. Yeah, I was holding my son the other day, you know? Like holding him close to me and looked at him and like, I can't believe I made this person. You know? Looking at his eyes and he's just like smelling his head. And it's like, I never thought I could love anything this much before. He grabbed my finger, you know, with his little hand. And I realized I would take a bullet for my kid. Now, we don't know that's true. Right? It's a wonderful sentiment. I'm sure you mean it when you say it. But it's very unlikely you will be called upon to make good on that, right? It's highly unlikely. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. Let's say there's some scenario where that shit goes down and the lead starts flying. You don't know what you're going to do. You might very well tear off that Bjorn. Ah, you're on your own. Holy moly. What is happening here? Try to crawl under a car or something. Whew. Oh my God, this city is crazy. Who are they shooting at? You're a low target. Use that to your advantage, son. You're a lot harder to hit than adults. Whew. I hope this is going to be over soon. I love you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. But let's say, I'll humor you. You know 1,000% beyond the shadow of a doubt that you would take a bullet for your child. Let me ask you this then. Why are so many people trying to assassinate your baby? What did he do? Takes two to tango. Obviously, it's a lot of people don't like this baby. Is he? He's in charge somehow? Some weird tyrant baby? Do we somehow elect him as president through some weird loophole in the Constitution? It's like, oh, you can elect babies, it turns out. And you know what? I never read this whole thing before. Now, of course you'd vote for this baby because his campaign posters would be adorable. See his big fat cheeks? You're like, oh, I'm voting for that baby. What? You don't know anything about his policies. Oh, who cares? You know what? I think we need an outsider to kind of shake things up. He's only been in Washington for 4 months. I just want to see that president baby so bad. I just want to see him at a big rally, thousands of people, like on the hip of a Secret Service agent, right? Classic baby look, too. No shirt, just a diaper, big fat baby belly. So precious. Secret Service has him on his hip. Everything looks good, Mr. President. Ugh. All due respect, sir, you're almost getting too big for me to do this anymore. See him at that rally. He's waving at the people, right? Weird baby wave. He's kissing other babies. But it's smaller babies, so it's not weird. Like he's kissing preemies. You don't need to groan when I say preemies. They're just premature. They're not monsters. No, I heard preemies will steal your breath when you're sleeping. No. They won't. Oh, they want to. But they're too weak. That's why the preemies will never take over. I defy you, preemies! Mess your armies at my gates! You shall not win this day!
The overcoat, what do? Do I pack it? Do I wear it? I'll pack it. Yeah, sure, you know, I'll pack it, and I'll get off the plane, it'll be raining, and I'll come down with ammonia. I'll wear it. Yeah, sure, I'll wear it. And I'll get there, and I'll get off the plane, and I'll be on the West Coast, and it'll be 100 degrees, and I'll get into a cab, and I'll look like an out-of-town schmuck in a coat, and they'll mock me, and they'll just throw me in a ditch and steal my money. Ah, I'll pack it. You know, I buy luggage at a gas station. I deserve this.
This song is about bonding and urinating with the man who brought you into this world, who taught you how to throw a curveball, how to cut your meat in the time of terrorism, terraforming, and all the problems. It's time to pee with your father.
Messages.
Robbie Road Steamer, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan.
Satansplain. Satanic talk with Church of Satan Magister Bill M.
Well, it's not Satan worship, it's Satanism. It's embracing the life-enriching things which have traditionally been given the devil's name. Pride, lust, earthly success, rational self-interest, atheism, humor, nonconformity, science, a passion for living, being selective about whom we love. We don't see these as shameful sins, but empowering ideals. And we also recognize the psychological power and fun of symbolism and aesthetics, so we utilize Satan as mythology's most fitting mascot for what we're about.
Listen to Satansplain. Learn more at satansplain.com.
Here are some more people who ought to be smashed across the face repeatedly with a piece of heavy mining equipment. These grown men, who refer to their fathers as my daddy. You know? Yeah. Gee, you hear a lot of this stupid shit in the South. These rebel assholes, you know? My daddy. Yeah, my daddy. Well, you know what my daddy used to say? Blah, 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 Oh, he did. Did he? Well, wasn't that fucking enlightening? My daddy used to say, fuck your daddy. Fuck your daddy. In his wrinkled, rustic, rural, country asshole. Grow up, Billy Joe, Carl, Bob, Danny, Frank. You're not six anymore. More like nine.
You know, I'm happy to say that I would never refer to my father as my daddy. At least not since I was maybe in kindergarten. But that was a live bit from George Carlin. And one of the times I saw George Carlin live, I saw him about 10 times in performance, live performance. But one of the times I saw him was actually with my father. It was back in 1998, I think. And that night, George Carlin did an earlier version of what would become his Religion and There Is No God routines from his 1999 HBO special, You're All Diseased. And I actually mentioned You Are All Diseased recently on my other podcast, which is Satan's Plane. Satan's Plane is not on Radio Free Satan, but if you'd like to hear a show on Satanism itself, then check it out. Go to satansplane.com, SatanSplain.com. We've been listening to a special Father's Day episode of The Devil's Mischief, dedicated in memory of my own father. I'm going to leave you now with one final block. One of my dad's favorite comedy movies was a mockumentary called The Last Polka with John Candy, Eugene Levy, and Rick Moranis. Look that one up if you've never seen it. The Last Polka. I actually found out from Magistra Blanche Barton that she and Anton LaVey were actually familiar with that one and quite fond of it. I also have to say that one of my dad's favorite bands was the Rolling Stones. So in an effort to combine those two things, I'm going to be playing a Weirdo Yankovic medley of Rolling Stones songs called the Hot Rocks Polka. Before I play that, though, I just want to play a segment from another movie. This is from Night Shift, the 1982 movie with Henry Winkler, Michael Keaton, and Shelley Long. This was probably my dad's overall favorite movie. It would definitely have to be one of my personal favorites, too. Just a great American comedy movie. So many memorable lines from it. You know, which for decades my dad, of course, would quote almost on a daily basis. It became an inside joke, you know, from him and I and the whole family. It was just his style of humor. It's hard to explain. But in this movie, if you haven't seen it, Henry Winkler plays Chuck Lumley, a very nervous, milquetoast guy who contrasts with his co-worker, Billy Blaze, played by Michael Keaton. So the two of them work on the night shift together at the City Morgue in New York City. And this is the scene where Chuck is quietly sitting in the morgue office when his brand new co-worker, Billy Blaze, enters for the first night on his job. So enjoy this and the music to follow. I'm going to say goodbye for now. Hail Chuck and Bill. Hail my father and all that he gave me. Hail Satan. Enjoy.
Jumping Jack Flash.
Hi. How you doing? I'm Bill Blazejowski. You call me Billy Blaze. You must be Chuck, right? Nice shoes. Hey, this is all right. Guess this is where I'm going to be working. I'm your new partner. Swish! Ah, they're going crazy in the arena. They can't believe it. It's unbelievable. This is great. What's our job? We'd like drive around, pick up stiffs or what? Is that what we're supposed to do? Hey, Chuck, who's this? Wife?
Fiance. Oh.
Nice frame.
Yeah, okay.
We can make stuff. We can read. Coffee. This is great.
I like it.
You wonder why I carry this tape recorder? It's to tape things. See? I'm an idea man, Chuck. All right? I get ideas all day long. I can't control them. It's like they come charging in. I can't even fight them if I wanted to, you know? Ah. So I say them in here, and that way I never forget them. See what I'm saying? Okay, here's an example. Watch out. Stand back. This is Bill. Idea to eliminate garbage. Edible paper. See? Eat it. It's gone. Eat it. It's out of there. No garbage. Got everything in here. Business ideas, inventions, musicals. I wrote a couple musicals in here.
Would you like to see the rest of the office?
Yeah. Hey, you want Snickers?
No, thank you.
It's not frozen because my refrigerator broke.
I understand.
Where are you from, Chuck? I'm from Cleveland. Well, I'm originally from Seattle, but I just came in from Cleveland.
And this is our lab.
Yeah, it's nice. Got this. I'm living with this chick, right? I come home one night. I catch her in bed with another girl. I went, no, I couldn't believe it, you know? She went lesbo on me like that. It was unbelievable. I just finished eating my dinner. I walked right out of there. What do you think? Was that wrong?
Well, that's very personal. I am the...
What's in here? Just stiffs and stuff.
Oh, no, we call them corpses.
Can I take a peek?
Sure.
All right.
I think there's one
in number 7. Hey, Scarboni guy, what's he like, our boss or what?
No, no, he's the supervisor. He's not here at night.
Nah, get out of town. Just you and me and the stiffs alone here? That's going to be radical, Chuck. That guy's dead.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to The Devil's Mischief on Radio Free Satan.
If I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage, would it satisfy you? Would it slide on by you? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange? If I could win, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheating heart if I broke down and cried? If I cry, I said, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it, like it. Yes, I do. I really, 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 really do. Hey! Go, slave ship bound for cotton. A glass of wine in her hand, I knew she would meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
But if you try sometimes, you might find
you get what you need.
Sex. Look at me. I'm in tatters. I'm shattered. This doesn't happen to me every day. Whoa, my.
Let's spend the night together.
No excuses offered anyway. Oh, my.
Let's spend the night together.
I'll satisfy your
because I try,
and 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 I try.
I can't get no, I can't get no, I can't get no satisfaction, satisfaction, satisfaction.
Darn, that's the end.